And you and I discussed this a little bit before you left, but inherent dangers about what you're doing. There's got to be some potential danger, I would assume.
Right. That's why what my family was concerned about, particularly my daughter. I mean, everybody was, but she was adamant about me not doing this. It's because of that fear for my well-being on several levels. One is this character assassination. It's a very dirty game, and they'll do everything in their power to make me look really bad. That I expect. Don't know how horrible it is going to be, but that I expect. There's an aspect of physical danger that somebody would actually do some harm, physical harm to me. It's been known to happen in the past to political opponents. I am concerned about it, but there's not much I can do about it because I cannot hire protection because I have no money for that. And I just hope that the fact that people think I'm an American player, I'm not, but they think I am, and because I'm a U.S. citizen, that they will be very careful in terms of their the seriousness of their intent to physically harm me. Character assassinations already started. There was one portal that published a picture of me in a nice suit and whatever, and they said, oh, they put a price tag, invented, fabricated price tag next to each piece of clothing that I was wearing in the picture, including the watch. And they said, this is a rich guy. You really believe him? He cares about poor people. There was another picture that they took a picture from a ceremony that was done somewhere in some Masonic organization, and the three people, and one of the three, they took the face that was there, put my image there, and said, see, this is the proof. If the picture proves to be accurate, this is the proof that he is a Mason. There was news that I left the race for presidency. There were some attacks in some portals about me, and I didn't even know what it is because what is it that they said about me, because I don't read them on purpose. But it started. Some of the larger parties are blocking me throughout segments of the society that are controlled by them, by basically saying, no, you cannot do anything with them or anything with him or anything that's related to Mossad. So things have started, which many supporters have interpreted as a sign of strength of our campaign. So I accept the dangers. I think that the cause is worth the price. There's another price, which is separation from the family, and I had no idea how hard it was going to be to say goodbye to them. And the last night, the night before I left, had a dinner at our daughter's house, and her family, my son, his wife, and Rosetta and I were there, and I had no idea that it was going to be extraordinary in any sense. However, when we were saying goodbye, I realized that at that moment, except for my wife, I will not see them tomorrow. They work, and grandkids are, and there's nanny takes care of them, and I have to pack, and my wife would take me to the airport. And I realized it was going to be a long time before I would see them again. And suddenly realized the heaviness of that separation that I didn't even think about at all, given the fact that there was this cause that I had to devote myself to. And I started crying like a baby, and in 10 minutes I couldn't actually pull myself together to stop crying so I could talk to them. And at some point I just hugged everybody, everybody started crying, and I just left the house. I couldn't stay for a second longer, went to the car, continued crying. And so there are so many prices, types of price that person pays for doing things like that. But in the end, you say, there's a cause, it's worth it. Do your part.
You had a long plane ride ahead of that you had. Did that give you pause and reflection about the new journey? Were you able to think about it, or just enjoying the ride at the time?
Actually, the whole, I mean, it's a great question. The whole time I was on the plane, or planes in this particular case, I just kept thinking about that the night before, that separation, how hard it hit. And yes, in that context, I kept thinking about the justification for doing this. And then when I landed, the mechanics suddenly took over, and you just get into the middle of things and start doing things that which makes you forget. And you truly never forget, but it just, you push it back into the back of your mind. But it was yesterday, and I told that last night, my wife, and we talked. Yesterday morning, I went out to meet somebody to talk about some aspect of the campaign. And as I left the building, joined the people in the street, that crisp morning, sunny morning, I don't know why that thought came over me. The thought of, look at me, I'm in Sarajevo now. Normally I would be in Charlotte. But it is, I'm in Sarajevo at this time of the year. It's so unusual. And I'm here to run for a seat in the presidency. Wow. Something that 6 months prior would have never guessed in my wildest dreams. And started thinking about life and choices and complexity of it all.